Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, API Integration. Fetching Data. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Real-World Implementation in the Frontend. Development for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamental concepts of APIs, techniques for fetching data using JavaScript, and methods for displaying that data within web applications. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to integrate external APIs into your web applications to enhance functionality, making them more dynamic and responsive to user needs. Main content: understanding APIs and their role in web development application programming interfaces. Our APIs are essential tools in modern web development, acting as intermediaries that allow different software applications to communicate with each other. In simple terms, APIs enable your web applications to interact with external services, pulling in data or functionality that can enhance your user experience. For instance, consider a financial application that provides real-time stock prices. Instead of developing this complex functionality from scratch, the application can use a financial data API that supplies updated stock information. This not only saves time but also ensures that the data is accurate and reliable, as it's sourced directly from financial markets. APIs can be categorized into various types, but the most common ones in web development are REST, Representational State Transfer, and GraphQL. REST APIs are widely used due to their simple and straightforward design, utilizing standard HTTP methods like GET, POST, PUT, and DELETE to manage data. GraphQL, on the other hand, allows clients to request only the data they need, which can improve efficiency. APIs are crucial for enabling features such as user authentication, data retrieval, and integration with third-party services. By leveraging APIs, developers can focus on building core functionalities while relying on external services for additional capabilities. Techniques for fetching data using JavaScript. Now that we understand what APIs are, let's discuss how to fetch data from them using JavaScript. The most common technique involves using the API, which provides a modern way to make network requests. Here's a simple example of how to use the API. In this example, we're making a GET request to a fictional API. The function returns a promise, which resolves to the response of the request. We check if the response is successful, then parse the JSON data and log it to the console. To adapt this to a finance-focused application, imagine fetching user account balances from a banking API. By modifying the URL to the appropriate endpoint, you could retrieve relevant data for display in your app. For instance, you might have a URL like that returns the current balance for the authenticated user. Displaying fetched data in web applications. Once you've successfully fetched the data, the next step is to display it in your web application. This can be done using the Document Object Model, DOM, which allows you to manipulate HTML and CSS to present data dynamically. Here's an example of how to display fetched data in a simple HTML element. In this snippet, we are retrieving a user's balance from the API and dynamically inserting it into a with the ID of. This technique ensures that your application remains interactive and updates in real time without requiring a page refresh. For a practical example in a finance context, if you are developing a budgeting app, you can fetch user spending data and display it in a visually appealing format, like charts or tables. To help users track their financial health, you can use libraries like Chart.js or D3.js to create interactive charts that visualize this data effectively. Additionally, consider implementing error handling to inform users if data retrieval fails. For instance, if the API is down or there is a network issue, you could display a friendly message like, "Unable to fetch data at the moment." Please try again later. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the essential role of APIs in web development, learned how to fetch data using JavaScript, and explored techniques for displaying that data in your applications. By mastering these concepts, you can significantly enhance the functionality of your web applications, making them more valuable for users. As you move forward in this course, keep in mind the importance of APIs in integrating various services and improving user experiences. Reflection questions: how can utilizing an API improve the functionality of a finance-focused web application you might develop? What are the benefits of using the API over older methods like for data retrieval? Reflect on a time you interacted with an API. How did it enhance your experience with a specific application?